It's Seeds of Success Day on MyFM. Today we're looking at fresh produce with Paul Ridge Berry Farm. Philip and Ruth Paul invited me out to the farm to speak with them, so let's head there now.
Can you start off by telling me a bit sort of about the farm, about its history, and your involvement?
I guess back in my grandparents bought this farm in the area next door. Donald Paul was the son and ended
up... Your dad?
Yeah, my dad. My brother Ralph and I started with the wives in the strawberry business in 77, and they took it over, and we helped them. And then it evolved. Started with 9 acres of strawberries in the first year, and we got up to the 30-acre range. Now we're a little less.
About 20 years ago, the dairy farm separated from the berry farm. And so it's been Philip and I, and of course our children, from that point on.
And now can you walk me through sort of in a typical day, just sort of walk me through a typical day on the berry farm?
Well, I don't think there is a typical day. Every day throws something at us, depending on weather and crowds. One thing and another, that's something we really have little control over. But we open at 8 in the morning for strawberries and for raspberries later in the season. And we usually have a good crowd of people right at 8 o'clock. And on the weekends, there's a lot of families come. We don't pick on Sunday and never have. So Saturdays have been a very big, very busy day for us. So we have wonderful support. Our tractor drivers are mainly retired people who like to have something to do in the summer. So they come and drive tractor for us. We'll have about 4 tractors and wagons going on busy days. And we pick berries. We have berries picked for us by pickers. They come about 6 in the morning and start picking.
And so next up, can you tell me sort of about the success of the farm and the berry industry and sort of what makes you so successful, you think?
Well, I guess we've been successful or we wouldn't still be doing it this many years later. And it's kind of gotten to be a unique thing that pick your own still works for us in this area, because an awful lot of the pick your own producers whom we've known through the years are no longer in business. They just don't get the people coming out. But I think it's kind of a tradition in our area. People have been coming. They came as children and they're bringing their children, and now we're even seeing third generations coming, which is delightful. So that's part of it. It's just tradition.
The advantage is that the pick your own berries are half price of picked berries, and that people get a chance to ride on the wagon in the fresh air. They pick exactly the berries they like. They get to sample in the field. They see some friends they haven't seen since the previous year. It's a good feeling so far.
It's a family farm in every way.
Oh, that's awesome. And now can you tell me if you have really faced any challenges, per se, maybe how you've sort of tackled those challenges?
Well, we have no control over the weather. If there's a late frost, it affects us. If it's a dry season, we do have irrigation, but the berries aren't the same. And there's really very little you can do about it. So through the years, we've kind of just learned to roll with it.
On the really hot days, people choose not to come picking berries. On the really cold, miserable, wet days, they find something else to do. And we could have beautiful berries and not a very enough of a crowd to keep them what we would like to see. But all in all, it seems to have worked over 47 years, and we're still here.
And to end things off, one last question, talking about Seeds of Success and successful berry season, do you maybe have a message to the community who's come out and supported you for 47 years and counting, and who continue to come out and pick berries and support the farm?
Of course, we're grateful. And we are never more pleased with things than when someone will say, they consider it their farm. They've been coming so long that they feel this is their farm. And that really makes us feel good because it's our farm and we love to share it with them.
Exactly.
Perfect. Artie, well, those are all the questions that I had for you. So I thank you very much for having me out on the farm this morning.
Well, I hope you think of it as your farm now, Emily.
Yes, thank you for having me on my farm this morning.
We're so happy to have you come, as we are the people that support us through the years.
Yes, we've been very fortunate.